The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama. Sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store. An interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
The city lights don't shine. I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud. I don't mind, I say it loud. This is my America, God bless America, land of the free, because of the brave. This is my America.
All right, welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you listened to us tonight. We've got a good show for you. And we are also, not only we are broadcasting on FM Talk 106.5, we are also simulcasting on our Facebook page, and that's Armed Alabama FM Talk 106.5. And please go there, like, save, and follow. But I love as we go on the air and we start broadcasting on Facebook, and I like seeing everybody sign on and then commenting as we start our show, so that's always fun. But glad you could join us tonight. Of course, as always, this is the show where we talk about your self-defense, firearm ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, training, range etiquette, Alabama law, Mississippi law, and of course, Florida law. Because believe it or not, we are heard pretty much all across the Gulf Coast from South Mississippi to South West Florida. So glad you tune in tonight. We've got a good show here. Call us at the studio if you got a comment or question you want answered or heard on the show. You can call us here at 251-343-0106, and you can call and text to that same number. We have a text line here. And as you type in your comment or question, we can see it. Also, be sure, if you're watching this on Facebook, you can comment on our Facebook page. As everybody does when they watch us on Facebook Live, it's kind of interesting to see the line of comments and conversation between the different listeners that tune in on our Facebook Live broadcast. So joining us on the show tonight, we have Will Case from the Friends of the NRA. Glad you could join us, Will. Thank you for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Always. You know, you always got a spot here. If you're a regular listener to the show, then you know you're familiar with Will because he's been on how many times now? I think probably more times than anybody else, I think.
Probably.
5 or 6 times for sure, if not more.
I'm always trying to sell stuff to people, you know. So
Will, we'll just go ahead and dive right into it. You are the chairman, is that correct, of
yes.
The Friends of the NRA?
Yes, I am the chairman of the Mobile Bay Friends of NRA. We've pretty much resurrected it back to old glory, I believe. I'm really pleased to say, I don't know if I've been on since we had our event back in April. We were able to raise over $25,000 net this year, which is drastically up. With the first year that I took over, we were at 9,700 and then 11,000. Then we jumped all the way up to 26,000 this year. So that's fantastic. We're a high caliber committee again, and half of that money stays in the state of Alabama and goes to organizations such as the Boy Scouts, 4-H clubs, small law enforcement agencies that can't afford duty gear, you know, such as duty rifles and body armor, stuff like that. So we're real proud to raise that kind of money and get that in. And hopefully this year we're actually going to be delaying next year's event all the way back to August. It's going to be the last Friday of the summer before school starts again, and that was due to the scheduling for Easter, Mardi Gras, stuff like that. We kind of had to push it back, so we didn't want to disrupt all that stuff. So, but currently we've got a Christmas gun raffle, just like we did last year. Tickets are $5, or you can buy a sheet of 8 for $20. Giving away anywhere from, well, you have your choice of either one gun from List A or two guns from List B. Total cost, you know, somewhere around $800 for the one gun, $800 for the two combined. And then if you don't like any of the guns that are on our list, you can actually, this year we're doing Bass Pro Shop. You know, last year we did Field & Stream, but because of their corporate decision, we have pretty much cut ties with Field & Stream, and now we're just going to go ahead and do Bass Pro. That way you can still, even if you're not a gun enthusiast, which I can't imagine anybody listening to the show is not a gun enthusiast, but let's say you decide that you have enough guns or you have enough ammo or what have you, Bass Pro, you can get kayaks, archery equipment, clothing, stuff like that. So that's why we always try to provide that. You know, that way if you know anybody that isn't an outdoors person or is not a gun person, they can still partake in the raffle and buy tickets and possibly get some Christmas gifts, stuff like that. That's kind of why we got that.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal. And a thing that I just want to emphasize is that the money that is raised, a lot of people think that it goes, you know, to the NRA itself or whatever, but it's not. It goes to lots of different groups, and you name some of those groups, but and that's what the Friends of the NRA is all about, is to raise money for the Boy Scouts, raise money for law enforcement, our gear for law enforcement officers or local PDs.
Right. Yeah, we try to, you know, the main goal for the Friends of NRA is to support the next generation of shooting sports enthusiasts. You know, that's really our major goal. I mean, the law enforcement, we definitely support our law enforcement always, but our main goal is to give youth organizations grants to bring in the new generation. Because, you know, like I've always said, if we don't educate our youth and don't bring more youth into our sport, then our sport dies. And, you know, the fact that there is a drastic drop-off in hunter license applications across the country, and that's because people aren't getting their kids involved in hunting. And, you know, shooting sports goes right along with that. And if we don't get more kids, you know, the way I look at it, and I'm sure everybody around here, you know, you guys do look at it this way, if we don't get the youth involved and they're not passionate about the Second Amendment, then more of the socialists will be elected into our government, and eventually they're going to get enough in there to try to get rid of our Second Amendment.
Oh, and we've seen that in the past, which is actually, Will, one of the reasons that the judge and I, you know, was looking at doing this show and to try to encourage people to speak out in regard of your rights, not only to have a firearm, but your rights to be able to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
So, and of course, the show's been very well received, and I just couldn't tell you how many people has come to me and said, man, just really love your show. So glad that you're out there, which is good because I'm definitely not a radio host, but I've really enjoyed it. So, and I've enjoyed being a part of the Friends of the NRA. I go to all the events that you guys have, and we always have a really good time, and I look forward to next year's event, and something that maybe y'all want to think about doing twice a year instead of just once a year. I know it's tough to plan those kind of things. I see you smiling and laughing right now. But
yeah, unfortunately, the NRA won't let us do two.
Oh, okay.
That's why we're doing the gun raffle, though. You know, we kind of got boosted last year because we had the gun raffle in Christmas. So we went into our event already with about $4,000 in the coffers. So that helps out, you know, making that high caliber and getting more funds in. Working towards the ultimate goal.
It's always a first-class event. If you've never been to a Friends at NRA event, I would definitely need to go. It's at the Battleship. There's always good food there. So, all right, well, we're coming up to a break here. We'll be back with more Armed Alabama.
Don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Now remember, when things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
My favorite movie quote right there. Awesome. That's Outlaw Josie Wales. Just want to call out real quick everybody that's on a Facebook that's watching this live tonight. Want to call out Justin, Cameron, Joseph, Brian. Thank you for tuning in. Just a few of the people that's tuned in, listens to it tonight. So appreciate you listening and tuning in on Facebook. All right, so let's go to the phones here. Let's get Thomas's call in from Theodore. Hi, Thomas. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Strange, Adam, and guest. I want a quick call first to let you know I listen to your show during the year and enjoy it.
Thank
you. Have a happy Thanksgiving Day to you and yours. And the judge, I received
likewise.
A book. The judge sent me a book. I answered a question. He sent me a book. It's the Politically Incorrect Guide to the Constitution. And my wife, just an angel, she's been reading it to me. And we've really gotten into it and been actually studying the thing. And I just wanted to thank the judge very much for the book, and I would recommend it. It's by Kevin Gutzman, Ph.D.
Yes.
It is very interesting and an easy read for my wife.
Well, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate you calling in, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, thanks again for the book. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for listening. So I actually called out some names. People listening are actually tuned in and watching us on Facebook. Justin is actually watching us from Ohio. I actually missed the Sandusky, Ohio. That's where he's tuning in from. So that's kind of neat. And we get that from time to time. People listen in from Hawaii, from California. So that's kind of neat. To
absolutely
not only be heard within the FM Talk 106.5 listening area, but also to be listened to be heard around the country. So
and we're also streaming on our webpage,
FMTalk106.5.com,
and you can pick that up in New Zealand.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for that, Charlie. Because not only are we broadcasting on Facebook, but it is on FM Talk's website, and you can go to the podcast as well.
And the podcast will be up there so you can listen at your convenience. Just go to FM Talk 106.5, click on podcast, scroll down to the show.
Thanks, Charlie. Just before we went to the break, Will, if you're just tuning in, we have Will Case here from the Friends of the NRA. And you were talking about the drawing that's coming up. It's going to be held December 15th at the Bass Pro Shop at 3 p.m. And ticket price was $5 or $20 for 8 tickets. Now, tell everybody how they can purchase these tickets for a chance on the one of the guns.
Yeah, we've got the tickets on sale right now. We're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit this year. I got too busy. We kind of got a little late start, but currently we have tickets available at Caffeine Corps. They are located at 5552 Old Shell Road, right there across the street from the post office. And if you haven't been in there, she's a great lady, former Navy, and she really is a huge supporter of the veterans and the shooting sports. Been a big, big supporter for us.
I heard that they've got some really, really good coffee. I hadn't had a chance to get in there, but my wife has been in there a couple of times, so I'm going to have to get in there myself and check out the coffee.
I'm fairly addicted to the Death Wish coffee that they got. It's they claim it's the world's strongest coffee, and I drink my coffee black, so I don't know. It's really strong, but it's really good. It doesn't have that bitter acidity to it.
Right, right.
So
I'm the same way. I like real strong coffee, but I like for it to be full-bodied. You know, it's one thing to have strong coffee, but as long as it's full-bodied and doesn't necessarily have that really overly bitterly taste.
Doesn't my have wife, that burnt taste to it, you know? They overchar the beans when they cook them.
Right, right. Well, my wife and I, we're becoming coffee snubs or snobs, if you will. And my wife actually bought, when she was there last, she bought a bag of Black Rifle coffee. And right. I can't remember which brew it was.
My favorite's the AK-47.
I think that's what it was. It was really good.
And by the way, that company is run by and staffed by almost exclusively by veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't been to their YouTube channel, oh my God, it's hilarious.
Have you seen the Prius with the 20mm Vulcan?
I missed that one.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They have got some crazy videos.
Pop it off the first time, the windshield wipers blow up. It's pretty great. But you can also get tickets at Goldmine Pond over in Daphne, Toomey's Mardi Gras, Down South Arms, which is located inside of P&G Machine and Supplies Building on Old Shell Road. And Tony Landon, which actually works at Styx River, he is kind of our go-to guy over there. He's not there every day, so if you're wanting to go, if you're that far over and you want to go to Styx River to get him, I would recommend calling there to make sure Tony Landon, which is there, and he has tickets. You can follow us on Facebook at Friends of NRA Mobile Bay Chapter, and you can contact my mother, which is the treasurer, Kay Case. She works at Toomey's Mardi Gras. You can also call her at 251-610-2913, or you can call or text me at 251-463-0976.
And, Will, what are the prizes again?
Because
it's a multiple choice thing.
There is a multiple choice. You can either pick one gun from List A, which are, you know, your higher end. It's like a Kimber 84 rifle and 6.5 Creedmoor, Kimber Custom 2 pistol, Ruger SR 1911, 10mm. Or you can pick two guns from List B, which is more your Glock 43, Weatherby Vanguard, Taurus Judge kind of price range. Or if you don't want any of the guns we're offering, you can get an $800 gift card to Bass Pro Shop, and you can buy whatever gun you want, whatever merchandise you want. And we are holding the drawing on December 15th at 3 p.m. We're going to try to do it inside next to the fireplace, right when you walk in.
Yeah.
If we get too big of a crowd, we're going to have to move it outside. We really haven't been able to speak to the management at Bass Pro Shop to get the green light, but we're just going to do it. And if they run us outside, they run us outside.
Better to get forgiveness than permission.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
$5 right. $5 a ticket, or you can buy a bulk of tickets for how much?
Right. You can get $5 per individual ticket, or they come in sheets of eight, and we're selling the sheets of eight for $20.
Great.
So it's a much better deal. You know, obviously, we'd rather sell sheets versus single tickets, but we can definitely sell you a single ticket.
Do you have to be present to win?
You do not have to be present to win. We get the name, phone number, and email address on the ticket, and we will contact you. You do not have to be present to win.
Okay, so give us those locations one more time and the phone number.
Caffeine Corps on Old Shell Road, Goldmine Pond in Daphne, Toomey's Mardi Gras, Down South Arms.
Down South Arms, that's actually your place, right?
That is my place. I just started this about 7 months ago, and I'm an insurance adjuster by trade, as everybody knows probably. So it's my dream. It's always been my dream to own a gun shop, and I finally conned somebody into giving me a little bit of money to start one, and just a little bit. So all sales help.
So what are the other locations?
Tony Landowich over at Styx River. Again, just call before you go over there. And then you can either contact me via telephone or text at 251-463-0976 or call or text Kay Case at 251-610-2913.
Perfect. And there's, like I say, you got a lot of guns from List A and a lot of guns on List B. Now, I see there's a Facebook page. Is the gun list, are they on a Facebook page?
We have a copy of the flyer that you're looking at up on the Facebook page, and that is Friends of NRA Mobile Bay Alabama Chapter. That you got to look us up that way.
That's a mouthful.
It's a long one. I did not create the Facebook page. I just took it over. I'm thinking about renaming it to shorten
yeah,
it up
you can,
a little
Facebook
bit.
Facebook will let you change it. So
yeah,
maybe
I need to shorten it up a little bit. Yeah. Or you can, and since we're plugging Down South Arms real quick, you can follow me, Down South Arms. It's at Down South Arms.
Awesome. Awesome. So definitely, if you're interested in this Friends of the NRA raffle, and again, it goes to some really good causes for youth shooting sports and lots of different other things, and I'm sure all that's listed on your Facebook page and so forth.
Right.
So definitely, by all means, check them out. Take an opportunity here to buy a ticket. Like I say, it's a worthwhile organization with some worthwhile fundraisers here.
I wanted to add one other thing, and I don't know what made me think of this, Will, and you might not have either, but I had a friend that came over from Panama City about a year ago because they were running a great gun sale at Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort.
Right.
Because he was a Florida resident, he couldn't buy it directly from Bass Pro Shop. It had to go through a gun dealer in Florida.
Yep.
And so I'm wondering, because there are people listening over Mississippi and in Northwest Florida right now, and if they buy a winning ticket, will they have to go through some hoops to get their prizes? I would think not, but might be something worth checking into.
Well, the current laws in Alabama, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a resident from a state that touches ours can get a long gun.
Yes, they can buy a long gun.
They can buy a long gun.
But so
the handguns,
would
have they would have to be transferred over to their local FFL.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
okay.
is not a big deal. They ship them all the time, so it should not be a problem.
But most people don't realize that. I've had people come and tell me, it's like, I can't believe that. I tried to buy a pistol and I couldn't do it. Don't we have any rights anymore? I mean, that's the reason we vote. If you're mad about that, then remember that when you go to the to the voting ballot. All right, we'll be back with more Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. Glad you're listening tonight. We have with us here Will Case from the Friends of the NRA, and he's been going over their latest raffles they're having with in support of all the different charities supporting youth foundations and so forth.
Yeah, and just for 100% clarity, 50% of the money that we raise stays in the state of Alabama. The other 50% does go to the NRA headquarters, but it goes towards like the Eddie the Eagle program,
yep.
the Yes Scholarship program, which I will have to say last year or the scholarship for this year, we were contacted and there was not one applicant from the state of Alabama for the Yes Scholarship. And
wow.
that is for juniors. I believe it's possibly sophomores if they're of a certain age, but for junior high school kids, it's a scholarship that allows them to go to Washington, D.C. for a week, and they are immersed in our government and learn all of how our government works. They elect a president, a vice president, Speaker of the House, the whole nine yards, and it's just a fantastic education on how our government works. And, of course, it's heavily, weighted towards the Second Amendment and you know, stuff like that. But not one in the whole state of Alabama had applied last year. And that just boggles my mind because it's free. It's a 100%.
Well, to cover. Be honest with you, I didn't know about it until just now.
Well, now so, you know when your kids get old.
You may have somebody. You may have someone that's going to apply next year.
But. Right. I mean, I looked. I was searching high and low for anybody that I knew that had a junior high school.
That's a really good program. I think I actually, when I went to the NRA convention last year, I actually talked to some of those that had went. They were there. At the convention, really dynamic group of kids, or I would say kids, young people.
Absolutely.
Because it was really neat to sit down and talk with them while we were at the convention. So it was awesome.
Absolutely. And, again, that's the kind of folks that we need to bring in that will possibly become, you know, leaders, maybe even congressmen or women that will fight for our rights moving forward.
And absolutely, to get, like you stated earlier, to get those young people involved, to see how important. This is not just something that people do. I mean, this is actually a right that's, I wouldn't say defined in the Constitution, but it's outlined in the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't define the Second Amendment.
Right.
The right to keep and bear arms, and the right to defend yourself. So it's important for young people to understand what it is and what it's for. It's not just about hunting. It's not just about shooting, but it's also the reason to have your firearms to defend yourself, not only against the bad guy, but a tyrannical government. That's what the original founding fathers, that's what their mindset was when they outlined that within the Second Amendment.
They had just fought off a tyrannical government, so they wanted to make sure that, you know, future generations that weren't there understood, you know, hey, this is what this is. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I don't know where our government's heading, to be honest with you. You know, you get more socialists and everything in.
Well, that's what's crazy now is you have people who are running for office and who are elected to office that are openly stating that they are socialists. And it's just mind-boggling.
You also have some that don't know that what the three branches of government are. Yeah. They're actually a congresswoman-elect that thinks the three branches of government are the presidency, the Congress, and the Senate. So
there, you're talking about
kind of scary.
Which one is that you were referring to?
Alexandria Ocasio.
Yeah, yeah. Cortez. She's the one that's actually going to be her and Pelosi. Man. That's going to be a fight right there.
Cortez is ready to run for the president.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
she's ready to be inaugurated and start signing bills in January 4th.
Hey, so. Not bad for a 29-year-old bartender.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Only in America.
Welcome to the USSA.
Only in New York.
But it's going to be fun to see how this is going to play out between her and Pelosi, and I mean it's going to be a cat fight because they're already her and I don't want to say it's her, but people may be affiliated with her. I don't know, but they are already staging protests at Pelosi's office and doing sit-ins and stuff. And you really hadn't heard a lot of that in the news media. I heard little snippets here and there. But it's quite bizarre. So there's going to be a serious fight within the Democrat Party
on who's going to identity, right?
Yeah, now. And they're quick to say, they being these young socialists are quick to say that the old people in the party, as they put it, need to go, and they're ready to show them the door.
Well, they're not far enough left for them.
People who support socialism ought to take a trip down to Venezuela, down to Cuba and other places, or study the history of the Soviet Union and why it didn't work, why it totally collapsed. It's just not a workable system of government. And I don't know about you guys. I do know about you guys. I think it's safe to say that none of us want the government telling us everything that we can do and can't do.
Not at all.
I'd like to agree with Thomas Jefferson and have as little government as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, so we have a caller on the line. Mike is calling in from Grand Bay. Hi, Mike. All right. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
How you doing?
All right. Thank you for calling.
I'm always on the internet looking at odd types of guns and guns from history in the past and stuff. And I found one that I think is really something that would be interesting for the listeners. And this gun is on a video. This guy's shooting it. And it's a Phillips and Rogers M47 Medusa. And this gun is not like the 357, you know, can shoot a 38 caliber round. Well, this here gun, the Medusa, is really an oddball. It can shoot 357 Magnum, 38 Smith & Wesson, 380 ACP, and 9 Browning Long. Now, I tell you, that's a very, that's a very interesting gun. I've never heard of a pistol that could shoot that many different kinds of calibers.
And what kind was it again?
It's made by, it was made, the company is defunct now. In other words, they're out of business. They're out of business now, but it's Phillips and Rogers, and it's called the M47 Medusa. And it shoots 357 Magnum, 38 Smith & Wesson, 380, I believe that's ACP, and 9 Browning Long. Now, I'd say that was a pretty interesting gun. It's a revolver. And the way it manages to do these things, handle the different calibers, it's just the way the front end of the cylinder has it shaped just right where you can, put the round in. And I think you can switch something on there and it changes it to where the header will catch different size rounds and all. I thought that was interesting.
If I'm not mistaken, it'll handle almost any 9mm round.
Yeah, yeah, it will.
It'd be something to have, wouldn't it?
It's very versatile, that's for sure.
That's right. Well, anyway, I'm going to get off here and let somebody else talk.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for calling in. I appreciate that. And
interesting call.
I think I had read about it. I think I've actually seen an article on it in NRA magazine.
Right.
But there was another pistol. Was it Dan Wesson? I think like that had different interchangeable barrels and that kind of thing.
Wesson revolver.
Yeah. Years ago. Yeah. That kind of did the same thing. I don't know if it was actually that many different rounds. I'm just reading on the article on the internet here. It says 25 different calipers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
38
is amazing.
Yeah. 38, 9mm, 357 family or whatever.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept. I'm amazed that it didn't pick up. I mean, I think it was the cost that really.
I'm sure.
I
mean,
it's fairly expensive guns.
But I mean, at the end of the day, what benefit is it to shoot all that different ammo? I don't know, unless you just have a stockpile.
Or you run out of one.
Yeah. Well, I had, I used for years a SIG 229, and I could shoot 357 SIG and or 40 cal Smith & Wesson just by changing out the barrel. And, I mean, it's fun. It's kind of a novelty item or whatever. But at the end of the day, I really just had one barrel sitting in the box.
Right.
And it was a 40 cal. Not that it was any better. I actually liked that 357 SIG. That's a hot little round.
Yeah.
But it was just that the 40 caliber was much more easy to get and much cheaper to shoot. You know, at the end of the day, that was why I used the 40 cal and not the 357 SIG.
Right.
But still, I missed that round. You don't really see it anymore. Even, I think, different manufacturers started making pistols in it, but it kind of went by the wayside.
357 SIG?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are the other guns that they started chambering that in, but it definitely kind of – it's just cost prohibitive. You know, that's the problem. The ammo, when you can find it, is expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but if it's something that you have and use you a lot and you're able to reload it, you know, then that may be something that makes sense for you. And it's just like this pistol, this Medusa, it may make sense to somebody that has maybe already has different rounds or different firearms, and they can just kind of tie them all together with just this one. All right, we'll be back with more Alabama, Armed Alabama, after this break.
When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. Hey. You forgot to say please.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. So you missed out on a good conversation that Will and I were having during the break. We're
actually
some of
the best stuff happens off the
air. It does sometimes. And
now, Facebook folks could see y'all talking, but I think they were hearing the commercial.
Right.
Yeah. So we were actually just reading some text that was coming in. Sorry, I got so much content sometimes we don't really get a chance to address some of the text, but definitely you can text here to the station, 251-343-0106. You can call as well, but you may know or you may not know, hopefully you do now, that you can text to that number, and we can see your text. And a lot of times that drives conversation and questions here. So one is, I guess, making from Daniel is making a statement on 40. So Daniel's statement is, it seems most PDs are moving back to 9 from 40. The 40 is going away, so stock up on the ammo. So, yeah, because I personally, myself, I used 40 for – I actually used 9 first, and then I went to – as I stated, the 40 cal 357, and that was mainly just to get the SIG 357, because that was really, it's a really little hot round. I really like it. Very accurate round. But anyway, stayed with the 40, used it for quite a few years, and then went back from the 40 back to the 9mm. And it's really, with the 40 cal, it's just so snappy. It's a lot of recoil, and that's what Will, you and I were discussing during the break, is how much recoil it is with a 40, and your recovery time from shot to shot with a 9mm is definitely a lot less. Yeah, with the proper training and technique that I teach, you know, really talk about muscling the gun, really talk about driving the gun, and that really helps. With a 40, if you're an adult male and you have that type of strength, you can handle the 40 with a good technique. But it's just so much easier with a 9 to be faster and more accurate.
Well, the 40 was designed to fill a gap. You know, they didn't think the 9mm, and back in the day with bullet technology, what it was 20 years ago, the 9mm was not a great self-defense round. You know, they didn't have all the different hollow points and different self-defense rounds that they do now. So a lot of law enforcement agencies were carrying the 45 because they didn't want to carry a 9mm because it didn't have enough, you know, quote-unquote stopping power or dropping, you know.
Which is a farce.
Which is farce, yeah. But, yeah. You know, that's what they thought. So the 40 was created to fill that gap, and law enforcement went to it because it was a good – ballistic round supposedly, but then they determined, and the reason that most of them are going back to the 9 is, A, bullet technology has gone so far that the 9mm pretty much closed that gap on its own, and then smaller framed folks, whether it's men or women, were having trouble with the recoil of the 40, and it just is not an efficient round. The ballistic coefficient on a 40 is not very good, and it is not a very good longer range round. It tends to wallow and start kind of opening up, and the groups open up, you know, once you get past 15-20 yards, and it's just much easier. Ammo's cheaper, a lot cheaper.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So, you know, when you get into a law enforcement agency, they're saving 35% less ammo cost, training their, you know, that means you can train more. If you have an X budget and your ammo costs 35% less, you buy more ammo.
Yep.
So you get to shoot more, which always, is always a good thing.
Always. It's always a good thing. So one of the things I was going to talk about when you had mentioned the 9mm with bullet technology and so forth, I mean, you can get a really good self-defense round, 147-grain bullet in a 9mm, really heavy, packs a wallop, you know. But companies like Hornaday and so forth, they really got some good self-defense rounds.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the 124-grain mm-hmm. for some reason. Mm-hmm. I got away from the 147 grains. That's what I used to carry. But now my go-to self-defense round is the Hornet. It's the Federal HST 124-grain. It's from what I can tell from the ballistics I've done and everything I've seen, it's got the best consistent, one of the best consistent openings in the hollow point. So it flares out really well consistently.
And that's who?
It's Federal.
Okay.
They have the HydroShock, and the HST is actually different. The HST actually comes in a 50-round box versus the 20 or 24 for the other ones. But that's my go-to round.
Yeah. It's good because I actually I like the 147 grain, but it depends on what I'm shooting in it. I've got a Springfield XDM. And that I carry, and sometimes on occasions, as a matter of fact, I'm carrying it now. But that pistol loves the 147-grain bullet.
Okay.
But I have other pistols that are a little bit lighter, lighter weight, a little bit lighter frame pistol, and they don't like to cycle it as good as what the XDM does. So the 124-grain, I've got some HydroShocks that are really, really good. All right, so we have a call coming in from Neil.
Hello.
Hi, Neil. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
Hey, I have a stupid question, but I don't know the answer to it. I hear people talking about a pistol permit that you could have to, where you can own a pistol, and a carry permit. And I thought mine was a carry permit because I got the pamphlets and all showing the different states that I can go into, but does that give me the right to carry my pistol only all the time?
If you have a pistol permit, I assume that you live in Mobile or South Alabama?
That's correct.
Okay. And so with that pistol permit, yes, that allows you to carry that pistol on you all the time.
That is a concealed carry.
Yeah, concealed carry is the same thing. Pistol permit, concealed carry permit, and that allows you to carry not only in Alabama, but it also allows you to carry in Mississippi and Florida as well. Lots of other states. You can go on the Alabama Attorney General's website there, and it will give you all the states which Alabama has reciprocity with. So it's good to check that website, you know, from time to time to see what states have been added, and sometimes those states get removed.
And also what state? Also, maybe what states to avoid on the trip.
Yeah, you may
have to. If you're going through one of those.
I mean, no, that is. If you travel a lot, absolutely. South Carolina is one. You know, you have to stop and unload your pistol and
put it away
in a case and drive through the state. And then when you get on the other side, you can take it back out and conceal carry it.
That's why we need
more precisely. I've been stopped several times. And I keep my pistol permit right next to my Alabama driver's license so that I don't surprise the officer that stops me, you know. He'll see I have a pistol permit and, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want to catch him off guard.
Yeah, show them both.
Okay, well, I appreciate your answer. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Neil. Appreciate you calling. So you don't have the obligation to show the officer your concealed carry permit. You don't have the obligation to tell the officer if you're carrying or not. Now, if they ask, of course, definitely you may want to go ahead and divulge that, but you're not required to state that within a stop.
Right. Yeah, I've always that's where I carry mine next to my driver's license just in case. You know, this day and age, I always try to Well, of course, I haven't been pulled over, so I haven't had to actually put this into effect. So I don't know that it depends on the situation whether I would divulge that information up.
Yeah, do the Clinton thing. Don't ask, don't tell. Yeah, hey, we're good.
Exactly.
Okay, we're coming up to the end of the show. We appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate Will Case from the Friends of the NRA.
And buy some raffle tickets.
Yeah, yes, buy some raffle tickets. He gave out lots of information in the earlier part of the show. You can go to their Facebook page, Friends of the NRA Mobile Chapter, whatever it is. But just go on there and search Facebook, and you'll see that. And make sure you buy the tickets there. And the judge will be back next week. And thank you for tuning in to Armed Alabama.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.